Welcome back to the News Hour, and it's Thursday. Club Krannert is back as the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts gets set to embark on their 50th anniversary season. Bridget Lee Kalfas is here with us from the center. Bridget, great to see you, and welcome into a new year.
Thanks so much. We are glad to be back.
You are pulling out all the stops for opening night a week from tomorrow night, September 7th, at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. I can't keep track of how many bands you have.
There are five total performances, and they are all phenomenal. We're welcoming Ranky Tanky, who does Gullah-style music from South Carolina, from the island regions. Baracutanga, who does the music of Bolivia and Peru and the U.S. The fabulous sacred steel guitarist A.J. Gent, who we had at the El Nora Festival in 2015. The always beloved local New Orleans jazz machine. And Muka Paza. Now, this may not be a familiar band to some folks. They're actually based in Chicago, and they're what I would describe as an eclectic marching band, sort of bringing together some sort of funk and rock elements and sort of turning this marching band tradition on its head. And they're going to do pop-up performances throughout the night.
All right, we have a sample. Let's go right into it here from Muka Paza, M-U-C-C-A, and then P-A-Z-Z-A. And this track is, what do we have here? Holiday on Ice.
Yeah, Holiday on Ice. Check it out.
Okay, I hear familiar strains in there, and then there's something else that I can't put my finger on.
Yeah, there's almost like a Bhangra influence in that particular song, sort of drawing from that Indian musical tradition. So like I said, it's very eclectic, but so fun, and I think it's going to bring a great sort of surprising element throughout the evening.
So that is Muka Paza, one of the five groups that will be at opening night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. And we have at least one other that I want to get to here. But zooming out for a moment, the 50th season, how do you go about planning all of this? Because there's so much that goes into planning one season, but now this is kind of a special one, and really, what, part of a two-year celebration, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a two-season celebration. The actual anniversary of the center opening will be April 19th of 2019, so next spring, and we'll be celebrating that with a big Come Home to Krannert weekend, lots of events, lots of ways to get involved, and then the following season will actually be our 50th season, and so we'll be doing the Guitar Festival, another big event to cap it off in the spring. But, you know, throughout these two seasons, really, it's about doing the things that we've always done, staying true to our values and true to our mission, keeping the arts accessible, bringing diverse artists and diverse experiences to our community, and really celebrating these shared live performance experiences.
The invitations that you issue to these groups to come in and to the artists, solo and all kinds, are people knocking on the door, hey, we want to be a part of this season, or, you know, how do you go out and sort all that out?
Well, yeah, it certainly happens on both sides. We have artists that approach us literally every day, and we have artists that we've worked with for some of them 4 or 5 decades. And then we also have those up-and-comers that we're keeping our eye on and making sure that whenever we get that opportunity to bring in them and the stars sort of align, that they can be part of these seasons too. So I think throughout this season and next, you're going to see some of those folks like Itzhak Perlman, who was part of the center for the first time in 1974. And you're also going to see these emerging young artists who are just coming onto the scene. We're really celebrating that spectrum of artistry.
All right, let's feature another group that will be a part of the opening night party a week from tomorrow night. Tell us about this, Ranky Tanky.
Yeah, this is Ranky Tanky. They perform music in the Gullah tradition, which is born of the southeastern Sea Island region in South Carolina. And it's got a lot of heart, a lot of funk to it. It's great party music, and we're really excited to have them join us. This track is number 4 from their new CD, and it's actually called Ranky Tanky.
Who is the greatest?
We are the greatest.
I should.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Infinitive.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Old lady come from Bostar. Had 2 hens and a rooster. Rooster died. Old lady cried. That's no need eggs like she used to. Old lady come from Bostar. Had 2 hens and a rooster. Rooster died. Old lady cried. That's no need eggs like she used to. Oh, my. Since I've gone, 2 little boys with the blue caps on, leaning on a hickory stick, my head, pain in my heart, pain in my feet, pain all over me, pain in my head.
I don't know if you've never heard that kind of music before. Still, you cannot keep from tapping your toes on
that. Yeah, you've got to move when you hear it. You hear that influence of the bass and the guitar and that little brass influence from the trumpet player. And I think they're sort of drawing from that West African tradition as well as the American jazz tradition. So it feels familiar enough, and yet it's different enough that it's intriguing.
Yeah, call and response in there
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, yeah, those gospel traditions coming through as well.
Yeah, very cool. All right, in a moment, we're going to give away, actually. You were kind enough to bring these CDs in, and we'll give them away, one for Ranky Tanky, one for Mooka Paza. But before we let you go, Bridget, Lee Kalfas here from Cranor Center for the Performing Arts. Next Friday is the opening night party. No price of admission this year.
That's right. You know, this 50th anniversary is all about creating access around the arts. And so we knew we had to start it out with a free opening night. No tickets required. You just come and enjoy yourself. We will have food and drink vendors. We've got a number of food trucks, including the new Oh Honey Pie truck and Betsy's Bistro, Chester's Barbecue. We've also got on the terraces, Siam Terrace and Caribbean Grill, Piatto's, Rosati's, Rick's Bakery, and so forth, and bars throughout the area. Also events for the little ones, too. We've got crafting with La Casa Cultural. We have some screen printing going on with Weiss Camp. So there's really something in every single corner of the lobby. We have a vintage car show out front on Goodwin Avenue, which will be closed off for the first time. And we're also inviting people to dress for their favorite decade of Cranor Center's history, 1960s to present.
I don't know which one I would go with there. I don't know what's in my closet other than the present, because I'm very up with the times. But
well, you get to choose. It's choose your own adventure at Cranor Center for opening night.
And speaking of the kids, a great opportunity the day after the opening party.
That's right. We're not going to slow down. So Saturday, September 8th, starting at 9 a.m., we're having a family day. We're going to have instrument making from 9 to 10 a.m., a big parade with Rocky Moffat at 10, and then great local performances the next couple of hours. So it's a great opportunity to bring the little ones out and help them to really enjoy the great art here in our community.
Well, Bridget Lee Kalfas, thanks so much for coming in. It's a week from tomorrow night at the Cranor Center for the Performing Arts. I know there's many other events throughout the season that we will be talking about. Good to see you.
Thanks so much.
You want a CD? Give us a ring. We'll take the first two callers. One will get a Ranky Tanky CD. One will get a Mooka Paza CD. 356-9397. 356-9397. Stay with us. Local news is next.